Try to meditate for a few minutes on Om. So the way we will do it is, we'll chant Om, but we'll chant three times loudly, three times whisper, and then after that chant Om silently in the mind, and then pay attention to the silence rather than the sound. So let us start, eyes closed softly. Resolve for the next 15 minutes, my mind will be connected with God who is within, as Atma, as silence. Eyes softly closed. Consciously relax your body from head to toe. Start from the head. Relax each part, the neck, the shoulders, so all the way to the feet. And once you reach the feet, slowly move back from the feet to the head. Completely relaxed. Relax the hands, the feet, the trunk, the whole body. Now turn your attention to the breath. Just watch the air as it moves in and out. Do not control or regulate, just watch. Full attention on the breath. Body relaxed. Observe the breath. Attention on the breath and nothing else. Now we'll chant Om together. Chant it slow and pay attention to the sound. And then when the sound ends, pay attention to the silence in between the Oms. So three times audibly, where your neighbor can hear. pay attention to the silence. That is the state of Turiya, the Atma. That's the source of all creation. That is me. Now three times we'll whisper, but only you can hear it softly. Now continue to chant Om silently in your mind the same way. Pay attention to the silence. And when the mind becomes quiet, the chanting will stop automatically. And pay attention to the silence, the self, the consciousness, which is the source of this whole creation. If the mind wanders, bring it back by chanting Om, back silently to the self, to the Lord within, and direct your mind's attention inward. We'll maintain silence for a few minutes and just practice that. can slowly open your eyes. Try to practice this meditation every day, if you can. We have a few minutes. Any questions or any comments? Yes.
I notice when I meditate, usually the main problem I'm dealing with in life will always be the first thing.
Yes.
Zooms up right there, and I always feel like that's something that's trying to tell me that that's what I need to fix, and then I just try to be receptive as to how to fix it. That's what happens to me a lot.
Yeah. So you have to use the word "not now."
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I don't know how to fix it.
This is not the time to fix my worldly problems. This is my time with the self, with God. Mm-hmm. So at this time, there is no problem.
Oh, there's no problem.
There is no worldly problem. There's no children problem. There's no husband problem. There is no work problem, financial, nothing. Mm-hmm. This is my private time for myself. So not now. Yes, you cannot solve your problems during meditation. You also cannot realize God in meditation. You have to have this knowledge of what I am meditating on, and then that has to come into your daily life, where you see God within and you see God outside. Meditation helps to speed up the process of enlightenment. But ultimately, it has to be sitting in front of the teacher and listening, as we did this 3 days. Mm-hmm. So sitting in front of a teacher, the listening is where your knowledge will come. So you cannot solve any problems in meditation. So you say not now. Learn to say that word, not
it
now.
It does identify exactly the main problem, though. Like, all the other ones will go down, but the main one, I notice, always seems
Are you sitting to solve? You see, meditation gives you clarity, and
yeah,
it may happen.
Clarity.
Yeah, but then you have to set that problem aside and then meditate on silence, the Lord within. Okay, sometimes meditation will give you clarity to solve the problem, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But then my whole 20 minutes or half an hour should not be focused on meditating on the problem.
Yeah.
It should be focused on meditating on the Lord, the Self, the Lord within, what we call as Atman or Brahman or the consciousness. So yeah, not now. That is a beautiful words. This is not the time to be thinking of anything else of the world. But that's a good... I have the same problem. If there's something very important I need to do that day, like today at 2 o'clock, I'm supposed to meet somebody. And so that's the first thought came when I closed my eyes and was chanting.
Yeah.
And then you have to tell, okay, not now. That's at 2 o'clock. I'm not meeting that person right now. So it's an important meeting. So same thing, it's something I have to do. But at this moment, I am meditating. I'm not meeting that person. So yes, it happens to everybody. It's very standard. It's very common.
I have this trouble, like whenever I try to meditate, I will hold my breath. And that, when you say that you watch your breath, that helps.
Right.
But then you will breathe.
Yes. And you can take deep breaths. Some people like to take deep breaths when they start. You relax your body and take few deep breaths in and out. And then ultimately start breathing normally and then be a witness. That's what Raman Maharishi says. That watch the breath. And because breath and the mind have a very close connection. There is a verse in that. In Upteshar, Chit Vayu Vat, Chit Kriya Yuta, Shakha Yordvai, Shakti Moolaka. So he says that chit and vayu, chit is mind and vayu is breath, have a very close connection. They're like two branches of a tree, just as if a tree has two branches, but what is common is the root, right? There's one root nourishing both. the breath, I mean the two branches of the tree. So in our body, the breath and the mind are like two branches nourished by Om, by consciousness. So they have a common root. So the breath control or observation of breath helps to control the mind. And if you know proper pranayam, you can even do that. Or as Arun had one time shown me how to do this anulom vilom, where you put your hands on your forehead and you breathe in through one and out through the other. So you can even do that, but don't do any complicated pranayama unless you have learned from a teacher. But simple anulom vilom breath control is good. Observation where you just breathe in through one, out through the other, and then alternate, and then ultimately. So any of these techniques, breath observation is a very good way to quieten the mind. But yeah, that's a very good point. Observe as a witness, not as a participant. I am watching the breath. I am not breathing. I am watching this body that is breathing. I am watching this individual, this body that is breathing, but I am not breathing. I am watching. Yeah, did you have a question? Yeah,
if you use the Lord's form to control your mind,
yes.
Does the Lord's form, do you keep concentrating on the Lord's form, or does that have to go with you?
Yeah, ultimately, the way it's in that guided also, where you can start by meditating on the Lord's form. Say you're meditating on Krishna, you meditate on his more mukut, and then the eyes, and then the flute, and beautiful feet, and you go up and down. Ultimately, yes, that form also has to drop in that silence. You can either imagine that form is becoming huge and filling the entire universe, and where everything is nothing else but that form alone is enveloping everything. And then from that form, it is now becoming formless. You can do that. Or what will happen is your mind will get so merged in that form that the mind itself will disappear. But yeah, or you can do that. But yes, you don't have to make an effort to remove the form. The form will automatically drop. And if the form stays, you can even keep enjoying the form. There's nothing wrong with that. Ultimately, the mind has to get lost. And so if it's lost in that form, that's beautiful. Nothing wrong with that. So there are various ways of form meditation, formful. Yes?
Something that helped me with the understanding of the silence portion of the third mistake is something that Vimalji expanded on. And that is that state is so profound and so pure that when the notion, or it's so timeless, spaceless with purity, that when you introduce any thought, word, or action into it, you've introduced an element of impurity.
Mm-hmm. Right. So in that state, there is no thought, there is no form, there is no space, no time. Yes, that's true. And that is the Brahman, that is the totality, the Atman. And that is my true nature. We all are Brahman. We just don't know that. You know, we all are. In fact, we are talking and listening because of Brahman. Just as the silence supports the Om, so the Brahman supports our walking, talking. In the fifth chapter, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, Na kinchit karomi iti, I don't do anything. Shrunvan, Jigran, Sprashan, walking, talking, breathing, everything is going on in my presence. But I am not doing any of those. So that has to be the attitude in meditation. They are happening in me. But who am I? I am that Om. And in me, this body, mind, and intellect is functioning. In fact, the highest is in Ashtavakra Gita. In me is the whole universe. That's what Ashtavakra says. He says, not Ashtavakra, the Janak Maharaj. He says, all the way from Brahmaji to the ant, they are all in me. Janak Maharaj was 6 feet. So what does he mean by all, everything is in me? Because at that time, he's identifying with Om. That in me, that Om, in that ocean of infinite bliss, arises everything. So that is what we have to meditate on. It's not an ego. It's not that I am so great or so big. But this BMI is nothing. because Om alone is, Brahman alone exists. So in fact, you actually reduce your ego in this, because you say, in me the Brahman arises everything, not in me this BMI or this PFT.
What helps me is the not identifying with the body.
Right.
That's the first thought that I have.
Yes.
I'm not the body.
Right.
Because everything else goes away.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't identify.
Right. Body is the hardest.
It's the hardest one.
Right. You know, there is this in the Upanishad, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Pita Mukham Tatvam Pushana Pavananu Satya Dharmaya Drishti. He says, O Son, Lord Son, my self is covered with this golden pot called the body, I am myself. So you, only you, Lord, can remove it. I cannot remove, because our body identification is so strong. So all these mantras, chanting and knowing the meaning, that's, I try to do that every morning when I see the rising sun, our house is, faces the east. So I do the Gayatri mantra and then chant this particular Upanishad mantra. So all these things help. Soon as I wake up, that's the, you know, the first thing I do. So,
and I know work, the bar, I mean, humans are capable to lose it like within splash. Because if someone's coming down in a parachute and he's on the plane, he's ready to jump, everything else goes away. The family goes away, money goes away, everything goes away immediately.
Right.
All the thought is that, hey, this parachute, is it going to open or not?
Right, right.
That's the only thought you have at that time. So, capable of doing that.
Right. That's what they said, single thought.
Single thought.
Single thought at that time. The thought should be only of the self. That's and right. Direct the mind's attention inward to the Lord within the self. So practice that if you can, and we have some guided meditations on different, on the form, on Om, on breath. If you go to this site, and there is also introductory, if those who don't meditate, I have given a 30-minute video. It's actually a video which talks what is meditation, why should we meditate, when, where, and how. So you can watch that. It's just an introduction. And even if you are meditating, maybe you may get some points from it. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makasche Tukamabhave. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Shri Guru Namaha, Hari Om. Thank you very much.